Good morning. This is a meeting, a special meeting of the Utah State Tax Commission. It is 11:30 on Tuesday, November 24th, 2020. This meeting is being held via Google Hangouts. The original recording of this meeting will be maintained in the office of the commission at 210 North, 1950 West, Salt Lake City, Utah. Participating in the meeting this morning are John L. Valentine, Commission Chair, Michael J. Cragen, Commissioner, Rebecca L. Rockwell, Commissioner, Lawrence C. Walters, Commissioner. I haven't checked to Scott Smith, and Scott Smith, our Executive Director, and Deanna here, and our Deputy Executive Directors are also present on this call. So that we have a good roll call of who's on the call before I go to the items on the agenda. If we could please start with Shantae and then have everybody indicate their appearance on the call. Shantae.
Shantae Asper, Executive Assistant.
Michael Cragen, Commissioner.
Rebecca Rockwell, Commissioner.
Larry Walters, Commissioner.
Scotty Young.
He's muted.
Okay.
Deanna Harrington, Executive Director.
Lynn Solarzik, Legislative Director.
Jason Gardner, Policy Analyst.
Tammy Kikuchi, PIO.
Josh Nielsen, Assistant Director, Property Tax.
Scott Smith, Executive Director.
Monty Roberts, DMV Director.
Josh, you want to go ahead?
Josh Nielsen, Property Tax Assistant Director.
I have Gerald Osborne has just joined us. Gerald, go ahead and just state your name for the record. Gerald, are you still on with us? You're muted. I show Gerald Osborne on. He is not unmuted. I also have someone whose number ends in 80. I don't know who that is.
That was Monty.
Monty Rob.
Oh, that was Monty. Okay, thank you. Based upon the facts outlined in Governor Gary Herbert's executive order number 2020-51, and as authorized by Utah Code 52-4-207, I, John L. Valentine, Utah Tax Commission Chair, hereby determine that conducting electronic meetings, electronic public meetings of the Utah State Tax Commission with an anchor location presents a substantial risk to the health and safety of those who may be present at an anchor location. Until this determination expires on December 19th, 2020, notices and agendas for Utah State Tax Commission meetings shall include information on how a member of the public may listen to the meetings and make a comment. Meeting technology used by the Utah State Tax Commission does not currently support public viewing. This next item on the agenda is the public comment period for individuals or groups wishing to address the commissioners for up to 3 minutes on matters not related to pending or recently imminent appeal to the Tax Commission. Does anyone wish to avail themselves of this opportunity? I hear none. Next item on the agenda. We'll consider approving the Commission meeting minutes of October 26, 2020. This is an action item. There's also closed minute meetings of that same date. I'll recognize Commissioner Walters.
I move that we approve the commission meeting minutes of October 26, 2020 and the closed meeting minutes of October 26, 2020.
Thank you. Motion's in order. Questions or debate on the motion? Seeing none, I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
I hear unanimous consent, and therefore the minutes are approved. Next item is the approving of a notice of our scheduled meetings. This is an action item. This will be for 2021. And Commissioner Gill, I recognize you for this item.
Thank you. This is the annual notice of meetings for 2021. The notice indicates that we'll meet, generally speaking, on the second and fourth Thursday of each month, except for the month of November, when both of those dates fall on holidays. With that explanation, I move to approve the 2021 notice of scheduled meetings.
Thank you. Motion's in order. Debate on the motion.
I just observed that it may be necessary for us to move the time for our January 14th meeting. I guess we can do that later.
That would be my recommendation, that we just adjust it with our agenda and our notice at that time.
That would be fine.
That sounds good. Any other questions? Seeing none, I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion to approve the 2021 notice of scheduled meetings, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
I hear unanimous consent. The minute those notice of scheduled meetings are approved. Next item on the agenda is considering amending administrative rules. And we've got three that are before us. I'll recognize Commissioner Rockwell for explanation on those.
Thank you. The following rules were published in the Utah State Bulletin on October 15, 2020, and the public comment period ended on November 14, 2020. We did not receive any public comment on the rules. These rules are first R884-24P-53-2021 Valuation Guides for Valuation of Land Subject to the Farmland Assessment Act, pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Section 59-2-515. The second is R865-19S-12, Filing of Returns, pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Sections 59-12-107 and 59-12-118. And the third is R873-22M-34, Rule for Denial of Personalized Plate Requests, pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Sections 41-1A-104 and 41-1A-411. The first is R884-24P-53-2021 Valuation Guides for Valuation of Land Subject to the Farmland Assessment Act, pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Section 59-2-515.
Thank you. Any questions on this first rule? Seeing none, I'll recognize Commissioner Rockwell for a motion.
I move to adopt the amendments to R884-24P-53-2021 Valuation Guides for Valuation of Land Subject to the Farmland Assessment Act, pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Section 59-2-515. These amendments annually update the agricultural production values to be applied by county assessors to land qualifying for valuation and assessment under the Farmland Assessment Act. The values are recommended to the Commission by the State Farmland Evaluation Advisory Committee, which meets under the authority of Section 59-2-514.
Thank you. Motion's in order. Questions or debate on the motion? Hearing none, I'll place the motion. Roll call vote. Commissioner Cragen.
Aye.
Commissioner Rockwell.
Aye.
Commissioner Walters.
Aye.
Commissioner Valentine votes aye. It's unanimous. This rule is adopted. The next one, please, Commissioner Rockwell.
Okay, and I'm going to give the explanation as part of introducing each rule rather than including the explanation as part of the motion from here on out, just so that everybody is aware of how these are going to be presented. Okay. The second is R865-19S-12, filing of returns pursuant to Utah Code Annotated, Sections 5912-107 and 5912-118. These amendments require the Commission to prescribe by administrative rule the form in which a sales and use tax return shall be filed. The amendments specify that all sales and use tax returns must be filed with the Commission in an approved electronic format and delete provisions related to filings that are not made electronically.
Okay, let's go to questions first, and I recognize Commissioner Rockwell for the motion. Any questions on this proposed amendment? Seeing none, I recognize Commissioner Rockwell for a motion.
I move to adopt the amendments to R865-19S-12, filing of returns pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Sections 5912-107 and 5912-118.
Thank you. Motion's in order. Debate of the motion? Seeing none, I'll place the motion. Roll call vote. Commissioner Cragen.
Aye.
Commissioner Rockwell.
Aye.
Commissioner Walters.
Aye.
Commissioner Valentine votes aye. It's unanimous approval of this rule. The next rule, Commissioner Rockwell.
The third and final rule is R873-22M-34, Rule for Denial of Personalized Plate Requests, pursuant to Utah Code Annotated, Sections 41-1A-104 and 41-1A-411. These amendments remove language that was codified under 2020 Senate Bill 97, Personal License Plate Amendments. The amendments also clarify the definition of offensive to good taste and decency or would be misleading as grounds for denial of a personalized license plate. Finally, the amendments authorize a stay of an appeal proceeding under certain circumstances and make technical changes.
Thank you. Any questions of Commissioner Rockwell on this proposed amendment? Hearing none. I recognize Commissioner Rockwell for a motion.
I move to adopt the amendments to R873-22M-34, Rule for Denial of Personalized Plate Requests, pursuant to Utah Code Annotated, Sections 41-1A-104 and 41-1A-411.
Thank you. Motion's in order. Debate on the motion. Hearing none, roll call vote on the motion. Commissioner Cragen.
Aye.
Commissioner Rockwell.
Aye.
Commissioner Walters.
Aye.
Commissioner Valentine votes aye. This one likewise receives unanimous approval and is adopted. Next item on the agenda is publication revisions. These are for notice only. First one is Publication 25, Sales and Use Tax General Information. And the second one is Publication 62, Sales Tax Information for Telecommunications Service Providers. This is given public notice of the issuance of these publications with the changes. Next item on the agenda is Commissioners' Reports. Do any of the Commissioners wish to give a report to the full Commission at this time?
Yes, please. I'd like to make a comment.
Please, Commissioner Cragen.
So this is likely the last meeting of the commission this year. I just wanted to express my gratitude to all the people who work for the Utah State Tax Commission, especially for their impressive response to the pandemic situation that we've been facing for the last many months, and wish them very happy holidays for the remainder. Just wish them happy holidays. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Cragen. Those sentiments, I think, are expressed by all of us and on the commission. We've all had difficulties with the pandemic and working from a remote location. And yet our staff has just continued to just amaze me. And I'm talking about staff all the way up and down the commission with all the divisions. It has just been absolutely spectacular. I'm going to hold on recognition of one of our members until I get to the executive director, because I want him to lead that discussion. Anything else from the commissioners? If not, I'll go to the executive director's report then. Recognize our executive director, Scott Smith.
Thank you, Commissioner. I echo Commissioner Cragen's thoughts and message. It has been a difficult year, but we just have great employees. And here's hoping to 2021 is at least less eventful as 2020 has been. As well, this is probably going to be the last
Lady, quiet.
Commission meeting for Lynn Solarczyk. She has she's going to retire, and she deserves this. She's been 30 years with the Tax Commission and as our Legislative Affairs Director, and she's just done a wonderful job. I'm going to miss her personally as a friend and confidant. She's given me some sage advice and prevented me from making mistakes, at least any more mistakes than I have. But Lynn, we are truly going to miss you, but we know that you will enjoy your retirement, and again, you deserve it. So thank you, Lynn.
Sorry about that.
That's all I have.
Yeah, if we could all give our clapping, we would. Lynn, you'll be sorely missed. We just it's hard to believe that the era is coming to an end when Lynn Solarczyk won't be backing us up or appearing before the legislature.
If I could interject, I was in a meeting yesterday with three former tax commissioners, and when some of the questions about legislation and legislative history came up, everyone said, well, let's get with Lynn Solarczyk. She can give us all of that information. So I had to let them know that Lynn was going to be retiring shortly, but the admiration extends well beyond the four current commissioners.
Very true.
Thank you, everybody. I appreciate that.
Anybody else want to give any comments about our good Lynn Solarczyk?
Lynn, we're going to miss you so much. I still want pictures of your dogs texted to me regularly, though.
Very good. They were a year old on Saturday.
We'll miss you.
You heard mine in the background. I'm down to one now, so.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. Anything else to be brought before the commission? Seeing none, a motion to adjourn would be in order.
I move to adjourn.
Thank you. Non-debatable. Motion's in order. Those in favor of the adjournment, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay. By unanimous consent, we are adjourned.